that soft. I wasn't there at all. A dream is often so low.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Rufford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
See about me.
Did you like when I count off?
Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Being right here, it's just an idea. We can't let it disappear. Searching through the night for someone so dear. Doesn't it feel better when you hold me near? How fast the time goes, we say it all the time. Look at the cardinals now, resting on the vine. Searching through the day for someone so dear. Doesn't it feel better when you hold me near? Doesn't it feel better?
she's riding so high. Sure thing twice, sure to do right by me. Before she gets to saying goodbye, sure thing twice, sure to do right by me.
in to Ultimate Rock Radio with your host, FR, on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
From around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
With your host, FR. Fridays at 11 a.m.
Keep it locked.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
On WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM.
And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 11 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
Only here on WMFO.
And don't forget to check out UltimateRockRadio.com.
Thank you.
sorry.
Okay.
Can you hear yourself?
Yep.
Okay.
Yay!
Awesome. Hi. My name is Isabella.
My name is Rubio.
Yeah. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Thank you. The songs that we just played were Teeny Weeny Boppy by Free Kitten.
That was the first one.
Before that. Before that, there was this really cool song was on Automation.
When we walked in here, and it was by like Quinn Kessel and like Paul and Julia Yu, my TA.
From Tufts University.
From Tufts University. So,
original composition, that was really cool.
Pretty cool, yeah. Pretty awesome. I like that a lot. Shout out.
There's a lot of cat themes. Which inspired the theme.
The theme playlist, which is also cats. After that was your thing.
After that was Teeny Weeny Boppy by Free Kitten, cat theme.
Cat
and then
theme.
Osaka Calling
by cat theme.
The Kenny Clark. It's a really long name, but it's a big band. It's really jazz. It's good. And then after that was Mystery Train Suite.
John Lurie.
By John Lurie.
Very
off of the
movie
Mystery Train.
Which we watched that.
Yeah, directed by Jim Jarmusch.
Very good stuff there.
Yeah. Really good movie. Jim Jarmusch is a really cool director.
I think so too.
He also made Coffee and Cigarettes, which Isabella recommended to me.
And you liked it.
I liked it a lot. I've recommended it to multiple people.
That's awesome.
Including my dad.
Did he watch it?
Not the whole thing, but he watched the Bill Murray scene, and he watched the Iggy Pop and Tom Waits scene.
I feel like that's the ones that he would have gotten the most out of.
I know. Those are my two favorite.
Those are the two best
ones. Those are the two best
scenes.
Ones.
Yeah.
There's also the one where...
I kind of like the one with Jack White.
That one's really cool. That one's really funny.
Yeah.
There's the one where I'm blanking on her name, but she's talking to herself. She's playing.
Oh, Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett.
Oh, that one is good.
That one's really cool.
I like that one. It's like in the. Have you seen the movie I'm Not There?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that one's real good. Have we talked about this before?
No, we haven't.
Oh, Cate Blanchett's in it.
Cool.
As Bob Dylan, but then there's a bunch of other people also as Bob Dylan. So it's sort of the opposite of Cate Blanchett talking to herself, playing two characters. It's like there's a bunch of people playing one character, and one of them is Cate Blanchett. So if you think about it, it's sort of the opposite.
It's like the opposite. Concept. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's a good thing that transitions into our next song. I think.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's Ceremony,
but
written by New Order.
Originally
written by New Order.
Originally
written by Joy Division. I'm sorry, yes. But originally recorded by New Order.
Sure.
Is that true?
There's like a Joy Division recording.
Really?
Yeah, that's how they did like the radio show where they did a bunch of versions, because half of them were like early versions by Joy Division.
Uh-huh. That's really cool.
Or like two of them were. Hey, this is the bed music...
The bed music is getting killed by geese.
Yeah, but this song is really good.
Yeah, this song is really good. Shout out everybody who listens to Getting Killed by Geese.
Yeah, for sure.
You're so funny.
Thanks, dude.
This is a cover of Ceremony by Joy Division, New Order.
Yeah.
Made by Shushu.
Hit that play button.
Yup.
Now, I don't know, did I get it right? Aside from totally showing it? We'll be right back.
Earth Week sounded pretty good. I don't know what you're on about.
Watching 2012 Mac DeMarco live clips with my girl. I tell her she's going to hell, but it won't be for sodomy. I'm getting horny during She's Really All I Need. I'm eating her roommate's leftover on me. I'm taking licks left and right. I'm taking cock like a champ.
I'm there, I'm now, I'm friends, I'm loud, I'm smell, I'm taste, I'm well, I'm late, I'm there, I'm here, I'm care, I'm steer, I'm walk, I'm run, I'm chalk.
Thank you.
Cool.
We have a PSA.
You have a PSA.
I have a PSA. Okay. Numbers to think about. U.S. healthcare costs. Okay. Health spending per person in the U.S. was $12,914 in 2021, which was over $5,000 more than any other high-income nation. The average amount spent on healthcare per person in comparable countries, $6,125, is less than half of what the U.S. spends per capita. Ain't that right? So every single day, it costs us as Americans more than $35 each just for medical expenses. That's more than $1.47 an hour, every hour, whether we are awake or sleeping.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Numbers to think about, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, that was good, that was educational.
Yeah.
All right, what did we play?
What did we play?
Yeah.
You tell me.
We played two songs by the group Small Women's,
mm-hmm.
which I think is just Lex Walton and Emerson Prairie Princess.
Yeah.
Yeah. The songs were called Guided by Choices and I'm Love With You. They're very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, the next one was interesting now.
Mm.
The next one was interesting.
The next one was interesting.
You can't tell over the airwaves, but mm-hmm. we're both pointing our fingers in the air to indicate how interesting.
There's a story. Would you like to tell us?
I guess. Would you like to? I actually don't have much of a story.
So, the song that we just played is called Leading a Double Life by yes. Sky Daddy.
Originally by Blue Jean Tyranny.
And that song, that recording, was recorded in a recording studio called Vinegar Hill Studios in Vinegar Hill, Brooklyn.
See, that's good because I didn't remember the name of the place.
Mm-hmm. Earlier this summer.
And actually, it was in May.
Earlier this spring. Earlier this spring. And it happened to be right after Isabella and I got home from school. After the spring
Tufts,
semester.
We go to Tufts.
Yeah, we do. It was a live recording session in yes. the recording studio.
It was really cool. There were about 30 people.
Yeah.
The tickets were like $10.
$10, insanely
cheap. Amazing.
And we got to be in the recording studio with
greats such as
Jenny Kennedy, a.k.a. Tyler Hyde, the bassist for Black Country New Road, one of my favorite bands.
I didn't know who she was.
She's so cool. She's awesome, and she was in the room. She played
yes.
She played piano
and clarinet
right in front of us, and clarinet
and bass.
And we were sitting like 2 feet away from her.
We were standing like both
there were
moments
sitting and
of sitting yeah. and moments of standing.
It was so cool. It was so cool.
Another
person who was
there
was Lex Walton.
My favorite. Just the best.
Just the best.